Hey everyone, I'm Madonna and this is David, and I thought we'd talk about childhood trauma because I found a nice little pictorial that I thought I would pictorial your brain. So for the people who can't hear, we'll sort of do a bit of a description as we're going. But basically, it's a really nice little pic that sort of shows the water, and above that, people think trauma is just a lack of resilience, temporary sadness, overreaction, and bad memories.
Right.
Because people can simplify stuff, and all they're seeing with the kids quite often is the bad behavior or the
Right.
sad behavior or the suicidal tendency,
Well,
that sort of thing.
trauma's not exclusively about kids.
Yeah.
Like adults get damaged as well,
Yes.
except the problem is with kids is that it's an interference in their development. In childhood trauma, it interferes with the developmental process. Whereas with adults, they're still traumatized, but adults have a lot more resources. They can go see a counselor, they can get help, they can talk to their friends, whereas kids are limited to what's available by the parents usually or the school.
Right.
And they don't have that independent thing, so that the parents have to do it for them. Right. And this sort of diagram, it's often represented in an iceberg.
Yes, that's right.
Because what we're seeing on the
The
surface
tip of the
isn't,
surface.
it's, yeah. And so what have you got in this diagram?
So down the bottom, it's sort of talking about, well, what is childhood trauma? So it's really engaging in harmful activities as a way to cope. And I know I did a lot of that as a
Well,
kid. I sort
those
of.
things are called acting out, yeah.
Right.
And well, we've got so the one that engage harmful activities, inability to feel emotions, so people get they get numb.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got two things there, the engaging activities, the numbness, relieving traumatic
Reliving
freedom.
traumatic events as if they're happening again.
So that's because the parts of the memory overlap, the part, the present, the future. So people get triggered and then it goes straight down to that bodily part and they actually feel like they're experiencing the thing
Which
again.
comes from the next one, which is constantly being alert for potential threats. So the nervous system is primed for protecting ourselves.
Hypervigilance.
So hypervigilance is there so that you don't go through the same thing again. But what it's doing is creating anxiety in the cells all
Right.
day, every day.
And then trouble focusing, right? And staying engaged in tasks.
Never happen.
Well, what's interesting, we'll keep going through these ones. Persistent feelings of.
Guilt or shame related to the trauma, because
Yeah.
how often do kids get blamed for things?
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
if
right.
you hadn't done this, your daddy wouldn't have left.
Yeah,
I
but
had someone
that's
say that this week.
internalized, really.
No. And I actually had a girl who was not born a boy, and her dad berated the mother in front of her for not having the right sex child. So, imagine being, anyway. So some people say things that they really shouldn't say in front of children. It's really quite awful.
Well, funnily enough, it's often the parents who are, the problem with childhood stuff, a lot of it is what the parents are doing that's the problem.
Yeah,
And it may, but
absolutely.
it may not even be that obvious.
Yeah.
Like something like neglect might be just the parents working too hard,
Yeah.
not actually avoiding, do you know what I mean? Insomnia, nightmares, other sleep related. So that's from severe trauma, nightmares and. That comes on with kids struggling with a sense of self and personal identity. I mean, it's pretty bad.
I think one lady who was telling me she'd had not, well, there was a particular medication she was on where she was having nightmares and waking up in screaming things. She always has deep dreams, and dreams she's used to waking. She's used to waking up feeling exhausted. I'm trying to help her out with NeuroCalm. It tested up six before bed between 5 and 11 to sort of just calm the farm. But yeah, people can wake up feeling totally exhausted. And then if you're running on adrenaline, that overworks your nervous system.
And then striving for flawlessness to gain control over or approval.
So perfectionism.
That's perfectionism.
Yeah.
Difficulty managing expressing emotions. So that's when we can become non-verbal almost, because if we can't say what we're feeling, we become quiet
Yeah.
and a lot of people withdraw.
Yeah. Ongoing physical and emotional stress impacting the overall state. And some kids don't even know how to recognize that or
No,
say
well, that's
anything, think
because
about
we
it.
haven't been trained to feel our bodies,
Yeah.
and the body keeps the score.
Yeah.
Struggling and trust issues, and so
Yeah.
that's ongoing, lifelong, if it's not dealt with.
Yeah, so if we don't have a great role model in our parents, or if we don't get to bond with our parents in that first. Now, what's the story with the mums and then the dads? So the mums are supposed to be the first bonding, like all the nurturing and the breastfeeding and all of that sort of thing going through the birth process. The first, 6, 9, 12 months is supposed to be the mother being the dominant caregiver. Well, because it takes many hours a day to do that breastfeeding, so there's going to be a whole bunch of that going on.
But there's different things with that. So, for example, some people who've got parents who are neglectful or abusive, they'll find an attachment figure maybe at daycare or at school. And so the important thing is to have an attachment figure who's encouraging and caring, who comforts and is encouraging. And the thing about if you look at these things as a whole, these things are outcomes of trauma. And trauma doesn't have to mean like, because there's big T trauma when something really bad happens. Like, we don't need to name those horrible things. But often what's happening is they call them little T because it's accumulative, because it's the same thing happening over and over. And it's, in the kids' case, they want comfort, and their parents are being avoidant, or they're being sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. So that's really confusing.
One day I think we do need to do a talk about the most tragic things that happen to people and why counseling and
Okay.
kinesiology can
Well,
help,
we'll have to
because
put some warnings up on that one.
we will,
Yeah.
because there's some things that we don't really touch on regularly, but I know that I get clients in it, and if as a therapist you're not opening the way for someone to discuss things, sometimes they're so ashamed and
Oh.
guilty about the traumas they've
Well,
had.
because the kids have often been blamed while they're kids.
No, absolutely. They've been brainwashed to believe that they're
But
the cause.
there's some other things here too, like a lot of these things, kids with neurodiversity will have these symptoms as well. Because
Absolutely.
what happens is you end up with similar symptoms with, say, ADHD and trauma. And so a lot of kids are being diagnosed ADHD. And if you look at the spread out, if you and because the thing is with ADHD diagnosis is that, and there's a government report just come out, is that actually it's very quick. Do you know what I mean? And there's no way that you could actually do a proper childhood development assessment in that amount of time. Because the symptoms, you can identify all those symptoms because they with ADHD it has to be in more than one environment. So it has to be, say, at home and at school, maybe and at sport. And so they have to cross over into different social environments for a start. But then kids with childhood trauma will have all the same. Kids with ADHD will engage in harmful activities. The reason these ones engaging in harmful activities, inability, feeling emotions, they both have to do with numbing. So when people are traumatized, it takes a lot of energy to hold those memories down, right? Because the memories are being suppressed. So they're being pushed down, and that takes a lot of energy, and that makes people numb. Right, so what they do is when they engage in harmful activities and have trouble connecting and reliving, what's happening there is the studies show that they do that to feel alive, because they're normal things that normal people do. They don't feel excited by that because the numbness. So there's two things. One, they'll act out. Right, so they'll react out the trauma and do the same. So just say a kid's been abused, say sexually, so put up a warning, ring, there's lots of lines available for Lifeline and Beyond Blue. If you have trouble, make a first contact there because they're free and you can start getting. But the thing is, they're numb and they do it to feel alive, or they do it because they're acting out. They feel like I don't deserve anything, so they'll do that, or they'll be promiscuous sexually, and then they'll like have these relationships and cut them off all the time, because if they cut it off, they don't have to be rejected, because a lot of it has to do with rejection. And so
So they end up with rejection sensitivity syndrome.
yes, that's true.
Which is quite. So I thought that was a nice little overview of childhood trauma, because some people just don't, well, they don't know.
Well, but even in counseling psychology, a lot of that work's been done in the last 20 years, and it's only just starting to understand what to do with it. Like, for example, they've started using yoga as a treatment adjunct because they found that what yoga can do, it can help people self-regulate to the point where they mightn't have to go into hospital. Right? And that was an amazing thing. So they found that yoga can reduce costs for people because they can learn to self-regulate and keep some of those things in check. And Bessel van der Kolk did that study with a bunch of yoga therapists, and that was in 2014. So I think it's only just happened, really. And for that to disseminate into the world might take years. And it's gone into the counseling circles, but the ones that are more managed more medically, that doesn't really go to them so much because the allied health people look at that. I mean, some, but the thing is, if you go to a psychologist, they're mandated by the government what processes they're allowed to use. And they didn't used to be allowed to use mindfulness, say. And sort of also yoga, they can't do that because, and so what happens is you can miss out on a lot of treatments if you just go through the, because we've got, because we've got doctors and then we've got psychologists, they're under that administration board. But then counselors are outside that.
So the naturopaths and kinesiologists
Yeah,
and
all the, and all the allied health people, they have different ways of approaching it. And because the thing is, some ways don't work for some people and some ways do. Like, for example, in,
we
you
really
know,
have to finish off.
yeah, because there's different methods that are more effective when combined.
I know I say it every time, but I gotta go pick up Teddy.
Hey. Well, there's definitely always more you can do about that. There's so much information online now that you can get familiar. Like, if you want to get some therapy, you can get familiar with things before you
Absolutely.
go and do some of the early work first.
And book in an initial appointment online, we can do online and get you
Yeah, and
started.
on Zoom
Get you started.
can be just as good for some things,
Amazing.
and sometimes it can be better because you can stay home, be in the comfort of your own home, and
Sit
have,
there in your underwear.
yeah.
No,
But
with
you
your
can also
shirt
take
on.
notes. Well, you can like take notes at home, and you can like you don't have because sometimes in a one-on-one session, it's very intense.
The other thing that I do when I do Zooms is actually send people copies of the Zooms. So then you've actually got it there as a reference.
Right, that's like not so allowed in counseling unless
Okay, so
it's
that's against the rules. Okay. Anyway, I allow
but
people to do that.
only because with counseling people go into very personal stuff, and to have that, if somebody else sees it, you could be talking about, they want to
How would
keep
anyone else see it?
because they've got a copy.
Right.
No, in counseling it's very, there's very strict things about records
Anyway, I've
and
got to go pick up Teddy.
hey.
Have a good one, everyone. Bye.